CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, who reports for Barron's and Time Magazine and Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. He's on the road in the south of France, in Occitane. Lucky him, he's in a village that is surrounded by clouds. He's in a part of the world where there's rich food that comes from the farm down the road. He's relaxing in a hotel that translates into Garden of Flavors. And Simon tells me that there are three wolf-like, very friendly dogs padding around the hotel. So Simon has gone back to, I'd say, the Stone Age. We're going to bring him up to speed in Scotland, because there's a wonderful positive story in Scotland that I want to tell about a spaceport that is prospective spaceport in Scotland that's gone through some political challenges, but now looks possible. And Simon, you also tell me that Glasgow has already entered into the space economy. Is that correct?
Yes, there's a very interesting story in the Wall Street Journal about Glasgow being producing more commercial satellites than anywhere else in Europe. It really is a phenomenal thing. Glasgow used to be the center of the shipbuilding world and one of the massive centers of trade of the British Empire when it was an empire. So that's actually very good. And satellites are value-added products that companies will pay a lot for. So that's great. And that will be creating a lot of jobs right now.
And the spaceport, Simon, I don't have a clear memory. I traveled through the north of Scotland, way up to John O'Groats. So you drive on all those single roads. The spaceport has gone through some challenges, some political challenges. Is it your opinion that it will now go ahead, that it pleases the First Minister and the Scottish Parliament?
I think it will please the First Minister and it will please the Scottish Parliament. And I think those things that you talked about, those tensions, those legal challenges, those gripes that the people have about the spaceport are typical of part of the culture of Scotland, which is where change is considered to be a very bad thing and to be avoided at all costs. And we're seeing that with some people with regard to the spaceport. They're worried that it won't work. There are definitely high winds up in the north of Scotland, and that certainly would affect launches. This is not Cape Canaveral, although Cape Canaveral does get high winds as well sometimes. So again, it's this thing about, you know, what's going to happen. We don't know, and we're scared of that. And that keeps going on with the locals. I don't think that Holyrood, which is the seat of government in Scotland, will have much truck with that, and they will just really just push it through and make it happen. It would be a very good business for them to have if they can keep it going.
This is very North Scotland. It's a Gaelic or perhaps Celtic name, Amahoin, if I pronounce it, peninsula. And the interview in the Wall Street Journal, which is wonderful, exotic, reminds all of us that the north of Scotland has Aberdeen, which has been under development, resource development, since I was there in the 1970s. I can recall Aberdeen being a controversy. You know, do we really want to disrupt the way we've lived our lives for centuries? And the answer is yes. And depending upon the way Scotland goes forward with its energy supplies, Aberdeen will be part of the story. But Aberdeen's 180.
Of course it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. Aberdeen's 180 miles away. I mean, the one thing that Scotland has in abundance is land, right? It is at a population of 6 million people, and it is a little bit bigger than England, which has pretty much 45 million people. So we're talking about it has land coming out of its ears, which it can use. And that will be useful for a spaceport. Just a little bit of that amazingly large amount of land could be used to produce something which would be very value-added.
The Wall Street Journal reporter adds Riley, the areas perhaps where the spaceport is proposed is perhaps best known for its striking landscapes, much like Occitane. Simon is attracted to landscapes, making it a highlight on the North Coast 500. I bet you I did drive through this. There's only one road up there. You have to, if you're going to do John O'Groats, you've got to pass it. A looping road running around the north and west of Scotland, which is very narrow, with turnouts because the black and white faced sheep wander back and forth across the road. Rumors still rumble about buried Jacobite gold stashed hundreds of years ago to finance Bonnie Prince Charlie's claim to the throne. There you have it, Simon, our transition. Independence is back in the news. Is that correct, Simon?
It is actually correct. And for the umpteenth time, the First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon, has said she will put an independence vote on the legislative agenda in the Scottish Parliament by the end of 2023. Now, she's promised to do this a number of times, basically since resoundingly losing the independence vote back in 2014. And yet, even though it was promised that this will be a once in a generation vote, which is what was promised in 2014, she keeps coming back and saying, no, we want another go at it. We want another go at it. This will be controversial. It is doubtful that London will want to allow another referendum election, another referendum, I should say, because no prime minister in the UK in the seat of Whitehall will want to be ruling or governing the period when the United Kingdom breaks up. And that's what that will mean. So this is going to be controversial and it will be a bone of contention going forward from the moment that it does get on the legislative agenda until it's resolved one way or the other.
Simon, a detail about living in Scotland today and the First Minister, who is a very strong leader. The virus hasn't left the concerns of Scotland the way it has apparently in the south of France and maybe even here in the east coast of the United States. As I understand, from next Monday, whatever Monday that is, there will be a relaxing, a phased return to the office. Face masks required still at schoolrooms, but perhaps not at the office. Is there a sense that you left behind that the concerns about the pandemic are lifting even in Scotland? London is already unmasked, I believe, and has lifted a lot of these expectations. How about Scotland?
Yes, the concerns are receding. One of the things I will say about Nicola Sturgeon's rule on this is that she has been cautious all the way on this. She has not gone out on a limb at any point to say, okay, we're okay now. We are going to lift the restrictions before England. That has not happened, not even once, since the beginning of 2020, when the pandemic first started. She has been overly cautious, in my view. Some people would say just cautious. That's a difference of opinion. But yes, I think the population are seeing it in the rearview mirror now. She is not, and I think that is out of step with the general population. But sure, I think we'll all be glad to see this go. Masks, I don't really want to ever see a mask again if I have to, unless I have to have it. But, you know, it will be good to never have to wear one again.
Simon Constable for Barron's and other distinguished publications in the south of France, lucky fellow in Occitane. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.